Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. Just a reminder for all of our listeners out there is that, you know, the deadline is coming. March the 31st is the deadline to sign up for insurance. So if you need more information, go to coveredcalifornia.org, I think it's org, or .com. But it's Covered California. So just a reminder for everybody, needs to have insurance. If not, the government's going to impose a fee or a tax on you. 1%, I think, of your gross income.
There you go. Okay. This message is brought to you by, we're talking about mental health and health is health.
Yeah. You know, some people are going to know that could not qualify for Medi-Cal. Now they can qualify for Medi-Cal. And if you don't qualify for Medi-Cal, then there's a lot of options that you can pick in Covered California website.
Good to go.
Yes.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Scott Dudley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. And we're in the middle of a series. Some months we actually get to have series. And so we had a show on managing your mind and managing your thoughts. And then we had a show last week on managing your friends and your family and their relationships. And all of it's kind of pointing towards being happy and having a pleasurable, enjoyable, productive life. We're taking the next step today. We're joined by Dahlia Rodriguez. She's the owner-operator of Fitness Oasis and a board member for the local Humane Society.
Yay.
And we're going to talk about mental health and pets.
Yes.
And boy, if you've ever been in a room full of pet lovers, man, this is it. The broadcast studio is full of pet owners today. So,
and of course, pet owners are much happier people.
We are an awesome people. Hey, Dahlia, welcome aboard. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well because I have 6 dogs, so I'm really well.
One for every day of the week.
And yeah, I need one more, though.
One more.
Just okay, sorry. Okay, I'm on that now. I'll get one soon.
When you have 6, do they form a pack? Do you see, like, dominance and submission and...
Absolutely. What's wonderful about owning this number of dogs, of course, is that everyone has a personality. They're all unique and wonderful, and I appreciate them for who they are and what they do. And they're just like people. When people think about a dog as an animal you can put outside and tie down, no. They are part of your family. I know their IQs pretty much. I know who's dominant. And by the way, I have 6 dogs. The smallest one is a 5-pound Chihuahua. He's the alpha male. And he will take down the bigger dogs when they need to be taken down. It's about attitude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's also got the lowest IQ, and that helps.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. If they eat him.
Charge forth.
It's like, dude, they can eat you.
I had a bossy chihuahua. I remember that.
Yeah.
And amazing how the other dogs are just like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah,
not that important. Okay. So we're here to talk about dogs, pet cats. Pets,
yeah. Animals.
Cats pets, too? Do they count?
Pet
okay. Pets. Yeah. And mental health. Where do you want to begin?
Well, you know, I have when you first asked me to do this, I had so many thoughts about it because I'm a believer. One of the reasons personally as a pet owner, the reason I do have animals, one of my reasons is wellness. I'm into physical fitness. I'm into nutrition, but you know that obviously I love my family, but animals bring a certain amount of love, unconditional love to the home. They love you. They wait for you. I used to joke with my kids that when I get home, nobody actually greets me, right?
Right.
Nobody's really interested in me. I'm just home. But my animals are waiting for me.
Glance up from my touch screen for
exactly, or the computer or whatever. It's like, okay, well, nobody cares. I'm home. Mom's home. Yeah, whatever. But, my pets are waiting for me, and they're waiting there, and they bring me a toy or, you know, they hey, this is what I've done today, and I can't wait to kiss you. So I have to, of course, take the time to hug and kiss every one of them, and then they feel a little better.
And you feel?
I feel awesome because many times, these are long days we work nowadays.
Right.
And it's filled with stress, whether you want to or not. It's stressful. You've had to do a lot of things all day. You've had to deal with a lot of different personalities at work, et cetera. When you come home, the mood changes. It's like walking into a room with positive energy. I'm sure some of your listeners have had that experience. They've walked into the room with negative energy and they wanted to leave. They didn't know why, but they wanted to leave that room. And then they've walked into a room with positive energy and they don't know why, but they wanted to stay. I make that analogy because when I walk into my front door, I look forward to it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.